Katie. Add my welcome to that of Michael's. It's great to be here. My name's Dave, and one of the pastors here. Keep your Bible open. You'll need that tonight as we track through this topic of thankfulness. But why don't we just pause and pray and thank God for his word. Father, we do thank you for your word and how you speak to us. Father, just quieten our minds and open our hearts to hear from you. Amen. We all know what it means to give thanks. Most of us are taught from a young age that this is important to acknowledge and to give thanks. It's something that we drum into our children from a young age. We teach it to our kids to say please and to say thank you because it's polite. It's the right thing to do. We recognize the importance of good manners and the right attitude towards others. And we get that this contributes towards healthy society. We get that this contributes towards healthy individuals. Thanksgiving is important. And so we remind our kids. We make a habit of reminding them to cultivate that attitude, that habit of giving thanks. When we give them something, we want them to acknowledge the gift, to respond with thanks. We do it as adults. Somebody holds the door open for you or lets you merge into their lane if you're driving. What do? You give them that little wave, you flick the lights or flash your hazards or whatever you do, and you say thanks. We get upset if people don't thank us and we let them in. Good manners matters to us in this whole topic of giving thanks. But friends, I want to focus tonight for just a few moments on the reasons why, when it comes to giving thanks to God, that it goes beyond just being polite. Thankfulness for the Christian is more than just good manners. It goes way beyond just being polite. And I'm going to suggest four reasons for us why giving thanks to God is so important. And we'll quickly look at four of these reasons. Number one, it's important for us to give thanks to God. Thankfulness to him is so important to us as Christians because it's what we've been called to be. We're called to be thankful. If you read the Bible, this is clear to us. It's part and parcel of who we are as Christians. Thanksgiving, the giving of thanks to God for all his blessings, it should be one of the most distinctive marks of a believer. If you know and love Jesus, if your hope is in him, if you read your Bible, from one end of the Bible to the other, we're commanded to be thankful if we're followers of Jesus. The Psalms are filled with exhortations to give thanks to God. We're told to sing and give thanks to the Lord. We read a psalm of praise tonight in our responsive prayer. In the New Testament, the writers encourage us to be thankful because this spirit of thanksgiving is always the mark of a Christian. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18, Paul writes and he says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." God's will for us, those of us who would follow him, those of us who would call ourselves Christian, God's will is for us that we would give thanks in all circumstances. Now think about that for a moment. The guy that wrote that, the Apostle Paul, he was a man who had learned the meaning of giving thanks in all circumstances, even in the midst of great adversity. When Paul was imprisoned in Rome, when he was separated from his friends, when he'd been unjustly accused, he was perhaps brutally treated. Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 5 and verses 19 to 20. Paul said, "Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." See, Paul, for him, thanksgiving was not a once a year celebration. It was a daily reality that changed his life and made him a joyful person in every situation. And it should be for us. That's the truth of it. If your hope and faith and trust is in Jesus, if you call yourself a Christian, your life should be marked with thanksgiving, because we're called to be thankful. And not just today, because it's a Thanksgiving Sunday, though it is a good thing to be reminded on days like today that we are to give thanks, that we've got lots to give thanks for. But friends, every day we're called to be thankful, and in all circumstances. I wonder if you're a Christian tonight. It's a good reminder for us, isn't it, to take this opportunity and evaluate our hearts. On a day like today, when we're looking back at the year that was and thanking God for all that He is and all that He's done, if we're honest, we know that this is what we've been called to be. So take the opportunity today, tonight. Examine your heart. Ask yourself the hard question, is your heart filled with thankfulness to God for who He is and for what He's done for you? Is your heart filled with thankfulness because He saved you? Katie read that passage for us earlier from Luke chapter 17. Jesus' response to the leper who returned and gave thanks implies to us that this should be the state of our heart. Jesus said in verse 17 of Luke chapter 17 there, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? He's implying that we are to be thankful. So friends, don't let a spirit of ingratitude harden your heart or chill your relationship with God or with others. Reality is, nothing turns us into bitter, selfish, dissatisfied people more than an ungrateful heart. And that leads us to our second reason why thankfulness is so important for us as Christians. And that's because ungratefulness is a sin. And the Bible's clear on that. Thankfulness for us as Christians, it's more than being polite. It's a mark of our obedience to God. It bears witness to the fact that we've humbled ourselves to Him and submitted to His lordship of our lives. And so if you think about all of that, the opposite then, ungratefulness, that ingratitude, that's failing to give thanks to God, that's actually sin. In Romans chapter 1 and verse 21, Paul is talking about humanity's rebellion against God. He's talking about the fact that we've all sinned in our hearts, that we've all naturally rejected God. And in this indictment of the rebellion of all humanity against the living God, Paul says in Romans chapter 1 and verse 21, "Although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God nor gave thanks to Him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened." I wonder if you caught that. These people that Paul is talking about here, they knew God, but they neither glorified Him nor gave thanks to Him. And this lack of gratitude or thankfulness to God for who He is and for what He's done in our lives, that is sin. When we know God, but when we fail to appreciate His hand in our daily lives, we can become smug and proud. We can be fooled into thinking that what we achieve is due to our own personal efforts. See, friends, when we're ungrateful, we give the impression that what we have is due to our effort or our worth, or that we deserve the glory. We deserve what we enjoy. Isn't that the heart of ingratitude? We get upset because we're not happy. We think we deserve more. Lack of gratitude leads to worship of the created things rather than the Creator. It leads us to worship the gift rather than the giver of the gift. An ungrateful heart is a heart that is cold towards God and indifferent to His mercy and love. It's a heart that's forgotten how dependent we are on God for
everything. Friends, beware of this sin of ungratefulness. Those nine lepers in Luke chapter 17, they had an experience with Jesus. They'd come face to face with the living God. They'd experienced his grace and his compassion, his love. And yet they refused to glorify him and give him thanks. Friends, we want to beware that sin of ungratefulness. We want to be like the one leper who came back praising God in a loud voice. We want to be like the one who humbled himself and threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. That's what Katie read for us. That one who came back, he came back praising God in a loud voice in verse 15. In verse 16 there, he threw himself at Jesus' feet and he thanked him. That's what we want to be like. Don't be ungrateful. The third reason why thankfulness is important for us as Christians is because it's an expression of our faith. Look at verses 13 and verses 19 of that passage in Luke that we read. Luke 17 verse 13 and Luke 17 verse 19. These 10 lepers, they cry out to Jesus in verse 13, "Master, have pity on us." They obviously had faith that Jesus could do something for them, that he could save them. So they call out to him. And notice what Jesus said to the one who returned to give thanks in verse 19. Jesus says to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." Friends, thankfulness to God for who he is and what he has done. It's more than just being polite. It's more than just good manners. It's an expression of faith. Because what we do when we give thanks to God in this way is we're saying to God we value him. We value who he is and what he has done. And we're actually aligning ourselves with him and connecting ourselves with him and saying, "God, we are trusting in you to save us." This Christian thankfulness, it should humble us and it should exalt God and give glory to him. That's why it matters, friends. That's why it's an expression of our faith. Just turn in your Bible. We don't have this one on the slide there, but if you've got your Bible there, turn to 1 Peter chapter 1, 1 Peter chapter 1, and look at verses 3 and 4. This is the faith that we have. Peter writes and says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you." Go down to verse 6 and 7 of that chapter, 1 Peter 1. He says, in all of this, you greatly rejoice. You give thanks. Though now for a little while you may have to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. Even though you're suffering, even though you may have to face trials and difficult times, you are giving thanks to God for this faith that you have. Verse 7, these have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in what? In praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Friends, thankfulness is an expression of our faith. And that's a thankfulness that is able to give thanks to God in all situations, in all circumstances. Because it's a faith that trusts in him. And that's the faith that gives him glory. The fourth reason why thankfulness is so important for us as Christians is that we've so much to be thankful for. We've talked about that already tonight and this morning. We've been singing about that. God has given us the greatest gift of all. God gave us his Son, who died on the cross and rose again so that we can know him personally and spend eternity with him in heaven. That's an indescribable gift of God's grace. God has shown his love to us in this way. He's shown that he wants us to be a part of his family forever. All we need to do is reach out in faith and accept Jesus as our Savior and Lord. And that relationship is there for us. This one leper who returned to give thanks. Not only did he get healed of his disease, but because his thankfulness led him to faith in Jesus, he left with much more than just clean skin. He left with a relationship with the Savior. We have so much to be thankful for. Friends, I wonder if you have known and experienced that saving grace of Jesus. It's something that must be experienced for yourself. It's like when you have a child as a parent. You know, it's one thing for a little child to be told that they're loved, but it's another thing entirely for that child to know that they're loved by being picked up by their parent, by being held close and told in that way, "You are loved." That's what Jesus has done for us. We can experience that love, that grace, that mercy that he has given to us. We have so much to be thankful for because he has saved us. Saved us from the guilt and shame of our sin. Freed us from its hold over us. And he has promised relationship with us for all eternity. Friends, that's why it matters that we come together on Sunday. That's why gathering in this way. Because we're saying what God has done matters. We're saying that we're thankful by being here tonight. Friends, we have so much to be thankful for. Christian thankfulness is more than just being polite. It's more than just good manners. Something we're called to be. If we're ungrateful, that's a sin against the living God. We express our faith through our thanks. Because of what Jesus has done, we've got so much to be thankful for. Friends, my prayer is for you tonight that you would know the importance of thankfulness to God for who he is and what he's done, and that your life would be lived in thankfulness and praise to the living God. Let me pray before we sing again. Father, we just want to pause and acknowledge again who you are and what you've done for us. Father, there is so much that we have to give you thanks for, most importantly, for Christ our Savior. Father, we just pray that our thankfulness to you for Jesus would overflow in an expression of our faith in him. Lord, that thankfulness would well up in us even when we face difficulties and trials, because we know the hope that we have in heaven awaiting us. Father, we pray that you'd guard us against the sin of ungratefulness. Lord, that we would live our lives conscious of the fact that you have called us to be people who are thankful. Lord, we thank you for your goodness to us in every way. We worship you with our thanks and our praise. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.